Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aja, and I'm so excited that you're here. You can reach me at ajayasir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you already know that because you're listening to this podcast. We have some exciting things going on here in our space in Indiana. I just put our sunflowers down. They were ready to go down. They were in a winter sowing jug and they were kind of growing out of the winter sowing jug. This is early May. So I just went ahead and I planted those. And I also put down some seeds, more sunflower seeds, because I'm telling y'all, I think I want my backyard to be just exploding with sunflowers this summer because I don't have much time to do a lot of cosmetic stuff back there, but I need it to be very pretty. And sunflowers are very pretty. And so that's that. We are also taking our ducks and putting them outside today, our ducklings. They're still little. They are almost 6 weeks old. And it's a few days early. I wanted to put them out at 6 weeks, but they are, like I said, almost 6 days old. I mean, 6 weeks old. I think they have about three more days until they're actually 6 weeks. But the reason we're putting them out, because at this point, it's kind of like animal cruelty, keeping them in these brooders because they're getting big. And in one of the brooders, I split them up. So I have five in one brooder and five in the other brooder. And one of the brooders, they are like climbing over each other to get to the food. And it's not a peaceful environment. And they're quacking and they're talking all day. So I feel like it's just not a peaceful environment for them. And we are not raising animals to be cruel to the animals. So yeah, they're going outside. So we had to secure some things. Of course, I think you already know that the chickens are gone. We found a sanctuary for the chickens. And so now we have two coops. We have a coop for our ducks and we already had a coop for the ducks. And we have our old chicken coop. And so half of the ducklings are going to go in the new duck coop that we already have three ducks in there. And I'll talk about them in a second. And the other half, maybe four, are going to go into the old chicken coop. And so we've been working on getting that old soil out of the old chicken coop. Well, the old chicken waste that has turned to soil at this point. And I've filled up some pots because I'm doing some backyard pot growing. That sounded funny. Backyard pot growing. Y'all, I'm in Indiana. I'm not growing pot as in cannabis. So that sounded very funny to me. But I'm doing backyard container growing because there are some spots that it's just very difficult to dig underground. So I've had to, when we put our orchard in the back, I had to kind of build up. But this year, I just really don't feel like doing that. So I'm like, okay, we're extending our growing spaces. And so we're going to be having some containers back there. And this is, it's not really new for me because I've done this before, but if you know me, you know I don't like to water, and containers, you do have to water more than in ground because of the way that I grow in ground. I don't have to water at all. But the containers, I'm still going to make it so I won't have to water as much, you know, because I'm not trying to spend my time watering a bunch of plants. So yeah, I took some of the chicken waste out of the old chicken coop and I put it in some, pots, and I'll be putting down some more plants today, putting some more plants in those pots today. Today is kind of busy, but so far it's been fun. I also dug up a Bradford pear. They are an invasive pear tree, Bradford pear tree. So I dug that up today and I thought I was going to put some sunflowers there, but it looks like there isn't much sun where this Bradford pear was growing. And it's right on the side of our house where I have my little wild, everything in my space is wild, but this is like really my wild indigenous plant area. So I'm probably going to throw some seeds down there and just let them do what they do. There's another plant over there, and I'm assuming that the previous owners of this house thought that the Bradford pear was a cute plant and thought that this other plant was cute, but the other plant is from Eurasia as well. I don't remember the name of it, but I don't know. The bees kind of like it because it does flower. It has not shown itself to spread to kind of spread around, so I'm going to monitor it. And over the years that we've had this house, I think we're in year 7 at this point, I haven't noticed any invasive tendencies with this particular plant. So yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see how things go with that. But number one, I'm really excited about these ducks going out, y'all. Let me tell you, ducks are beautiful, and we have the Cayuga ducks, and of course, those are a threatened, endangered duck breed. They're an American breed, and they're beautiful. They're all black, and as they age, as they get a little bit older, which they're getting to that point now, they are developing their beautiful green and blue iridescent feathers. But I tell you this, we got these ducklings because word on the streets, word on those farming streets, was that these ducklings are, this duck breed is pretty quiet, but they haven't proven themselves to be quiet in the house. And I'm really thinking it's because of the size of these brooders at this point, though. So it is really time to get them out. So yeah, that is the big job today. And I'm kind of feeling a certain way about it, though. I have to be real with myself. I'm feeling like, oh, I've been taking care of these ducklings for the last 5 weeks. I've been feeding them like literally all day and giving them water like literally all day. This week has been the first week where I started to cut down on the amount of feed that I give them. Okay, so with ducklings, if you've never had ducklings, the first 2 to sometimes 3 weeks, you're giving them 22% protein. And then after those weeks are over, you're bringing it down to 16 to 18% protein. And the reason is because they can develop deformities if they have too much protein as they're developing. So at this point, they're at 16% protein, and I haven't seen any of those deformities like angel wings. Haven't seen any of that come up. So So I'm really proud of myself. First time raising ducklings, and it's been an interesting thing. My husband has been helping me deal with the brooders, because ducklings, like I just said, ducklings are beautiful and they're sweet and they're all of that. But I'm telling you, you have to clean out that brooder. I think at week 3, the brooders had to be cleaned out every single day. And so that involved us dumping all of the waste out and then replenishing the shavings or the wood chips or whatever we used into the bins and cleaning everything, cleaning their fecal matter, cleaning the urine out, and cleaning all their food trays and their water trays. And it's a lot of work because that has to be done every single day. Some people do this twice a day. I'm not doing this twice a day. So we do it once a day. These brooders are heavy, heavy. They're heavy to me. And so, but the great thing about it is that duck waste is a cold compost. It's not a hot compost like chicken waste. And that one of the reasons is because they drink a lot of water. And so their compost is diluted. And so that is one of the big pluses about having these ducklings and having to clean out those brooders every day. Now, they do contain a lot of nitrogen, so some plants don't necessarily like them. So we've been dumping that, you know, on the growing spaces, and I've put some more compost in some areas. So I've already planted my, what do you call those greens, collard greens. And I did some mustard greens, I did some turnip greens, and I did some, Brussels sprouts. Those mustard greens, that's wishful thinking, because I really want to plant some mustard greens this year. So ducklings, and they do get a bad rep of being nasty and da 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 da. But they don't like to be nasty. They don't like to sit in their fecal matter. They don't like to sit in all this muddy wetness. They want those brooders to be cleaned out. So I think they're going to be excited to be able to go outside. I wanted to talk about our older ducks. So we have 3 Muscovy ducks. And from my research, Muscovy, in some places, they aren't even considered ducks. And in some places, they're considered invasive. So that's interesting. If I would have known that Muscovies are considered invasive, I would have never gotten them. But let me tell y'all, these ducks came from an abusive environment, and I feel like they're still trying to get used to this environment. It took them a while to start eating. They wouldn't eat any food, and then finally they started eating, and then I started giving them greens from, you know, just some weeds, some dandelions, some nettles, some fennel, and they ate it well in the beginning, but then they stopped eating that. And what I found is they really do enjoy salmon, and they really do enjoy fish waste that I have gotten from seafood places. I don't know, those butcher, they cut up fish, y'all know what I'm saying, fishery. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So I've gotten some of their waste, and I've given them to the ducks, and they seem to enjoy that. So I think I'm going to stick toward giving them things that they enjoy. I don't know. I just feel like they are going through a period of depression. I just feel, you know how maybe the other environment, and I'm not trying to humanize these animals. I'm not trying to do that, because I know they're different. I don't have this idea of superiority of hierarchy over animals. I'm not coming from that perspective, but they are different. So I'm not saying, okay, well, you do this, I do this, or humans are like this, so you are like this too. I am wondering if because they came from an abusive environment and it was chaotic and there were a lot of animals and they probably had to fight for their lives and all that, and then coming here where they don't have to do all of that, now they're settling into the calmness of it. But before the calm, sometimes you have depression that could come after all of that anxiety. Again, I don't know. I'm not trying to give them human characteristics, but I'm just wondering if that's one of the cases. So I don't know. They're getting used to it. And maybe having these ducklings outside will make them happier. They'll see, you know, beings that look like them, and they'll enjoy having these babies around, because a lot of time babies make people make. See, I just did it. I just called them people. A lot of time the ducklings may make the ducks happy. So we'll see. So we'll see about that. I'll let you know how that goes. But y'all, go to skunkmagazine.com and check out the fact that they put an excerpt to my book on their website. Skunk Magazine is an international cannabis magazine. And I wrote, I wrote a book, Medicine Keepers, Herbs, Healing, and Pigtails. And so they have published one of the stories that's in the book, and I'm so excited about that. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and y'all, that book will be coming out soon. My daughter is doing the illustrations. I'm working on an audio format of the book. So we're doing a lot of stuff over here, a lot of stuff. Oh, and tomorrow is a native plant sale. I am really looking forward to this native plant sale. I have some things in mind. Some of you know that I'm working on native plant installment in Chicago, and I want an Eastern bud tree, so I'm going to get one of those because they're so pretty, and they feed the pollinators, they feed wildlife and all of that. And this beautiful flowering plant called Queen of the Prairie, I'm excited about that too. So I'm going to let you know what I get from there at this plant sale. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be exciting. Thank you for joining Abundant Living and Gardening. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/Aja Yasir. And I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. Have a great one.